Men do things for a challenge, and they don't do it rationally. They just say that's why they go to war. It's just there's a cause, and they go step out on that cause without doing all this. And what they have to do is get the men into the dialogue and the tend and befriend, and neuters them, destroys them. And so that was, and the Marxists like Walter Benjamin studied scripture. And those scriptures, they found that if you can use these scriptures, you can destroy the men. You have to destroy the men. You destroy the men. And if the wife doesn't submit to the husband, he can't function. And so the domestic violence has been the result of liberating the woman from this paradigm. And the men are frustrated. And then because they're not in the Lord, they abuse their wife. And then the whole system, you know, attacks the traditional home. And I have people come and they don't like the authority structure. And that's why I said dad and mom aren't perfect. You know, the husband isn't perfect. We're not. But the system is. And it's easy for us to just say, let's chuck it. Let's get rid of it. And if we do, we curse our children. See, he says, I refuse to recognize your children because I can't speak to them. It's not even his desire. It's just he can't speak to them. They're cursed. We got 30 million kids in this thing.
Homeschooling for about 5 or 6 years now.
Good.
So I was going to struggle each year whether we should continue to do it or not. God always says, no, you're on the right direction.
Yeah, so. Yeah. I hope I encourage. That's all I'm... I thought change a nation, talk to legislators, and I do, but it's a waste of time. But I know now we're just going to dad and mom and say, you know, if you're doing what's right, keep doing it. Keep doing it. Be faithful.
So what do you think about
it? Did you ask them about college?
No.
Oh, I was... Do you even go to higher?
Oh, Patrick Henry University is a flaming liberal school. They're doing this process. Pat Regents. Oh yeah.
Patrick Henry too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because accredited. If you're accredited, you have to do it.
Yeah,
you have to. And I've spoke there in this flaming liberal school. The students are. I've met one student there. A student in college was at the level of any professor I've ever met, and he was just dropping the kids in the dorms. Because it's the odds. See, even homeschool your child, you don't allow that odd. If that odd comes up, boy, he's in his room. If he's not swatted, you know. And it's just a room's full of odds. They go to the dorm and it's, oh, my parents. And so you start comparing notes, and before long the odds come out. You have diversity and you do the group hug. And that's death to the soul of the child.
So what is the...
Well, apprenticeship. You can get a master's degree through correspondence.
Okay.
And just pray. Let the Lord direct.
Right.
The Lord lays on His heart, in your heart, you know, it has to be this agreement, a confirmation. But if in college, if the Lord sends him, they're fine. But he better know. He better know.
Right. But it seems like everybody, most of them, I don't know, who had kids.
Oh, they lose them. They lose
everything
them.
And prepared them.
Yeah.
Totally.
I lost my son, and it really hurt my daughter when I sent him. And he came back, but it was tough love.
Right.
I had to accept the fact I might never talk to him again. I mean, it was at that point, you know. When he left, he was going to California and that whole crowd. And I said, one thing I told him, I said, if you come home with an earring on, I'm pulling it off. He knew I meant it.
Yeah.
So you speak at like prophecy conferences?
No, most of the time. This is a large turnout. Usually it's in homes with six or seven people. Very few churches ever announce have me in. Very few. And it's amazing. All they have to do is like two or three sentences and I'm gone. It's like, you know, they see my bio or anything. It's just like...
Anything, like you said, that the church doesn't want to hear. Mm-hmm.
Well, the Holy Spirit exposes darkness. And if they're bringing darkness in, they don't want to expose it. Because if that's the growing of the church, is you have diversity.
Yeah.
And that's the marketing.
So they don't
want to... No, they don't. They don't want confrontation and... No, respect a man. But see, the Lord's coming back for a bride. He's purifying his bride through church growth because there are Christians who are leaving. They're going, I'm going to serve the Lord if I have to sit at home by myself. Lord, if you send me to the desert. And see, when you lose your friends, that is painful. That is withdrawal. Because your friends are dopamine. I mean, really are. The rocky soil, the perilous soils, the rocky soil, it says the word is an offense. Well, the word doesn't offend anything but somebody you want relationship with. See, if you don't want a relationship with them, it doesn't matter if it offends them or not. But it's your friends. The rocky soil are your friends. And if your friends are that important in your life, you won't go deep in the Word of God. But he said, see, if you lose those friends, if you lose the rocks, you'll have friends. But you'll have true friends. You know, people who've gone through what you've gone through, and they say, you know what? And maybe you won't agree with them on Scripture, but you always go to Scripture. Because the reason you've taken your stand is because of the Word of God. And so you'll always grow in the knowledge of the Word of God. Because you're always going to have disagreement in the fellowship. Because some are more discerning than others, and more knowledge. And Paul deals with that. You know, some person you sacrifice, you know, they eat meat that's been sacrificed. They can't eat meat. And he says, well, I'm not going to offend them, chase them out. Those are not important things. Now, when it comes to the blood of the lamb and, you know, that is where, that's the parting, you know. But those are things you just struggle through in fellowship. But we meet a lot of people in home churches. Yeah. Coast to coast.
Yeah. Well,
not going out promoting it. It's just you do this and this is where the church is going to go. The early church went to the homes. Was in the homes. That's where Paul was going. For 300 years, that's where they were meeting. They might rent a building, but they didn't own property. You couldn't own property in Rome. Until the government came along and says, and the Gnostic church says, well, we want respect. And the government says, hey, we can use you. And then Constantine and the whole thing, Catholicism, and the state and the church came together. When the state and the church come together, the church becomes a harlot and the state becomes the beast. So, see, it's his bride. The church is called out. They're not of this world. It's his kingdom. So, you can't. The 501c3, the whole language forces dialogue. And that's going to... I say it's not how far down the path you've gone, it's the path you're on. Because when you first start down this path, you can be 501c3 and say, well, we'll never support homosexuality. You will.
Is that why there's so much push for it in society?
Yeah, because it's a minority going to push the perception. The perception is, because we have a society now like Eve saw, so orchestrated to through Bloom for 50 years, evaluating. We got to evaluate to find truth. See, it's in the praxis of the moment. So we look at this, and so all they have to do is just throw on TV, well, we're a homosexual nation, and the church will go, okay.
Well, we have a friend that their daughter is going to public school in Moorhead, and the teacher, I don't know, what was it, a health class?
Yeah.
She was getting up and she was asking everybody to give a thought or to talk about
homosexuality.
One boy said, you know, what's wrong, and I don't agree with it.
Mm-hmm.
And she just...
Yeah. Break their backs immediately.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so the girls asked, and she, I don't know what she said, but she wasn't as...
Yeah, straightforward or...
Right. Well, she didn't... What did she say? Something about religion. And she meant to say Christianity. About, you know, why is everybody so tolerant of all other religions but Christianity?
Well, because it is didactic. All religions are dialectic.
Yeah, that's true.
All are look at the environment. They're going to speak God out there. They're seeking God, but they'll never know Him. God has to reveal Himself. So they have a perception of God that is always through the sensuous. You know, yin yang, all Buddhism, all of them, all the religions of the world are intellectual process. That's why Rick Warren said that he came to the Lord intellectually. No, you don't. Jesus said, took a child and put him before Him. Says, if you're not converted and humble yourself as this child, you're not coming to me. It's not an intellectual process. It's contrition. It's brokenness. It's a child. I can't, Dad. I can't do it.
Interesting. I can't remember who I heard it from, but anything that's popular is probably not.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, number one book's bestseller.
You know,
yeah. Yeah, well, this tends to be scriptural. You know, Jesus wasn't number one on the best speaking list.
Definitely far down the road. I
mean, oh, yeah, it's
no,
total.
No
it's total.
Public education.
Yeah. No, huh? No, because it's totally entrenched. There isn't any publisher that is not presenting. You know, they'll say, well, we have Bloom here, we have Rogers here, we have Maslow here, and they call it different forms of education. No, they're all the same. It's just different guys presenting different things. Rogers, in his counseling, presents Satan's method, and Maslow presents lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes of prior life, if the felt needs the outcome. So, they're right there in the garden. It's amazing, those six verses, there isn't any social psychology book. You might not like me saying this, but I can take Dobson and put him right there, Genesis 3, 1 through 6. Dobson does that. Process.
I guess I didn't realize it was going on for that long. I mean, you know, well, information 1935? That goes back to 1940 and 1950.
Yeah, these guys were influential in the... Kurt Lewin was working on Iowa farmers and housewives in the 30s and 40s.
Well, then, the horseman?
Horseman? Well, see, John Dewey and Mann and those guys stayed in the philosophical language. They didn't really know how to get them in a group. See, they were trying to work through teachers, but the parents were... sort of, you know, this isn't right, and firing teachers, and so they had a hard time. But these guys knew how to come in and stay in the room. That was the key to this book, was how can I stay in the room? If I can get you to share your autobi, I'm your best friend. I'm in the room. Satan, how do you get the devil out of the garden? Once he got Eve's autobi, that's why God drove them all out. This is my garden and not your garden. Tough love, you know. There's the world. You're going to work by the sweat of your brow. And, of course, these guys say, no, we're coming to leisure and guaranteed sustenance. So once we have a leisurely, erotic society, they have to put eros in the workplace because it used to be not a fun place to go. Well, it was God saying, you know what? You're going to work by the sweat of your brow. So every time you're unhappy, see, in an unhappy environment, you see God. If everything's going great and there's eros, you're not going to see God. So it just makes sense. I mean, the more I read these guys, and I just see how they can't do anything that God hasn't said they'll do. And so you go to the scriptures, and, you know, Satan can't do anything. None of us can do. The moment we move away from God, we do Genesis 3, 1 through 6. And from Genesis to Revelation, everybody who moves away from God, look at the 10 spies. Perception. Oh, man, they look a little big. And by the way, they told us. Or they were sort of puny, like grasshoppers, and they're big, you know. Maybe we better go with our perception. Maybe, you know, God, you don't make any sense. You know? And then there's Noah, build an ark. You know, well, he didn't look around and say, where's the water? He feared God. Abram, 100 years, worked on it, getting a boy, and take him out and sacrifice him. You notice he didn't go talk to Sarah. She would have committed him, you know.
Patrick Henry.
Same procedure. It's accrediting. I mean, you can go and read the books on accreditation. I went where I did the research, Major Christian University, and I asked the librarian, why does school have all the books I was looking for? They were all there. And he says, there's a book. If you're accredited, you have to have all these books in there. And I went down there and I looked, and it was only these books. See.
Is that included,
It's when you're accredited, the B step, Behavior Science and Teacher Education Program, a federal grant, first grant for education out of Michigan State University, it's the benchmark. You receive any federal assistance, you must do what's in that grant. A third of it is to do psychological portfolios of every child. So if they say we're not doing psychological portfolios, they can't get a penny from the federal government. A third of it is to track the children because it's incremental. See, if I get your odd out, you'll incrementally change. And then I'll freeze you, I'll unfreeze you, fun games, dialogue, your odd comes out, and then I have to refreeze you with a consensus. But then I bring you back in and we'll do it again and do it again. Because I want the thing is, I want you to practice this until it's internalized. So when you walk in a room and somebody comes in who says, right, wrong, black, white, sheep, goats, you know how to convert them. And if you can't convert them, then you know how to neutralize them. How do I neutralize you? You come in, you have truth. I'll ask everybody for their opinion. I neutralized you. It's like beautiful singing. You know, you have an opera singer. Put her next. Don't offend her. Put her next to a jet. Jet engine. She can sing all she wants. She's, you know, I didn't tell you couldn't do anything. I just negated her. See? And so I get the noise of the room. And it drowns you out. Now, you keep insisting. You know, I shut the engine off and you're still singing. And everybody else in the room looks at you like, who do you think you are? You know? And so now your friends will see that animosity and they'll move away from you. So now you're marginalized. You know, all of a sudden your friends aren't calling. They're not talking to you. And then thirdly, if you keep doing it, then I'll remove you. So those are the three steps. Neutralize, marginalize, remove. Oh, UN does this. All decisions through consensus. Yeah. Nothing gets up, which the church is, Rick Warren, the church is going in. He's a member of the CFR. Same procedure. But his whole program is the UNP. His peace program is the UNP's program. And the thing is that the Bible studies are this process. So if I explain process, now you understand. I mean, you go anywhere, your spirit will grieve. You'll sense something's wrong, and it's because the Holy Spirit cannot participate in the process. So in homeschooling, a lot of material. So the homeschooling material is coming over into it. They're starting with the lower grades, moving up, get the older stuff. And I tell homeschoolers, you know, if you see one or two lessons and you have discernment, something's wrong, just replace it. Work up something of your own. If you see a pattern in the book, then it's time to go looking for another book. You know, but don't be paranoid just because you see one or two. Because, you know, even a good book, you can find a chapter. You know, if it's didactic, you'll still find maybe somebody put some input or somebody who wrote it was influenced by this process in a certain area. And you just have to be discerning. And, you know, some of the examples like the NAEP, I don't know if you've ever heard of the NAEP, National Reading Test. But they'll do it in the 4th grade, 7th, 11th grade. People, you know, they have 100s, 200s, 300s. And they say, well, that's reading skills? No. The 100s are the traditional over here, the 200s are transitional, the 300s are the transformational. So even homeschoolers who take like the SATs and all these tests, they're being evaluated. But you have to, like Adorno, they wrote these tests out so that you'd be interested in taking. You'd like this test. Wow, you know, these are questions that I've never been asked before, but they're liberating you. The questions actually change the children.
That totally explains, in Minnesota, you are required
a
lot to take this test every year, whether it's the
cat,
it's the short.
Yeah. And they're having a hard time. Like Shirley McCune said, a lot of these tests still have facts in them, but they're working on it. I mean, this is a progressive. Yeah, this is a progressive thing.
Like, what kind of a question is this? Mm-hmm. What, I mean, one of the questions was, you know, who would you give your money to? And it was one of them was, you know, the corpse. Would you give it to a local church or an actual?
Sure, it's an evaluation. It's an evaluation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's telling me how the parents think. Because in 1949, Robert Havighurst and Hilda Taba, in a book called Adolescent Character and Development, they gave 12 tests in a town they called Prairie City in the Midwest. And through those tests, they could evaluate the parents in the community. So, you know, and then you could set up a committee on education, and you knew which parents to invite and which ones not. And so it was all through the back door of controlling the decision-making of the community. 49.
And even to see some of the comprehension and reading and stuff was really good.
Yeah, and don't take any tests. If the homeschooler's not, now North Dakota, we were just there, and I think the guy who set them up realized no surveys, no polls. Don't give them anything. Because it's like if you're a coach and you opposing team, basketball players, you know the five guys on the floor, but you don't know the guys on the bench. Mm-hmm. And so that's your nightmare. Is some guy out there gets hurt and the good guy comes off the bench. You don't know. So you don't want them to know what's on the bench.
Yeah, and we don't have to send her in.
See.
Send it in.
And they're working hard to bring that in. They'll bring in nationally. And, of course, they'll look at parents who don't, who abuse their children, and you know, and they'll then, and everybody already's been conditioned to be a little suspect about, you know, people who don't behave right, and so they categorize. So the homeschools will be categorized. But anyway, you know, that's where we are. Here we be. Thanks. Thanks. Oh yeah, usually it was 6, 7, 8 people.
Yeah.
Yeah. They invited 4,500 people in San Diego, rented the 900. These were well-connected, you know, political-connected people. We had 20 show up, so you can't beat that. But they were, you know, they were legislators, and there was a change agent there who took the Navy into this, personally was involved with taking the Navy in. It was interesting. He quit, but they don't write books because they're... See, what I share here tonight, when I have FBI agents come in, they all ask me if I have security.
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 Why?
I asked one in Gallup, New Mexico, I said, is that money in the bank? He laughed at me. He said, no, do you wear a bulletproof vest? See, so they agree with me because they came into the FBI, for instance, thinking it's traditional, you know. And then they're doing all this consensus stuff and they hate it and they're frustrated and they come to meetings and they go, you know, wow, you just explained my life. You know, I hate it.
And,
Yeah.
Why do they ask you that?
Because this is the death to the process.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. And you'd think, okay, if you just have one night, you could speak this, well, say for a week. You'd have to do it like 21 days. Just share this for 21 days. It would be a coup. It would overthrow it.
Yeah.
But it's not going to happen. And I don't worry about, and we've had ministers who didn't know us, that at the end of the meeting, they would pray and the Lord would just reveal to them the reason that we're still, I'm 15 years doing this. Third year, I prepared to die. I figured that was it. And fourth year, I started sulking because I was still here, you know. But it's because of small numbers, because I'm a gnat, you know, just flying around. So it's to mom and dad. It's just...
We recognize you as
Barracus. Bear Joes.
Is that how it's pronounced?
Yeah, Joes. Yeah, Joes. It's Norwegian.
Okay.
KJ Joes is somewhere.
She was invited to Fargo and then just disappeared off the schedule. Yeah. And
she's the first person I could speak on this point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, brave new school. She's very, you know, and here's this housewife. And she sits down and writes. She takes some of the most complex subjects and make it understandable.
Scary,
well, the saints were looking forward to this, so we're really on a trip of a lifetime.
Yeah.
You know? Because it's the first time it's global.
Right.
It's not that this hasn't been around, but this is the first time you can't go anywhere and not, you know, not do business, all of the world's businesses this way.
And the pilgrims had one last place to go.
Yeah, they sort of had it. In fact, Bradford came here when he writes in his journal. He didn't come here for religious freedom. They had it in Holland. They came here for the children. They were willing to leave their grandparents because they couldn't take the voyage and risk the children's lives and their lives for the sake of protecting their children from the compromise of the community. So that's what homeschooling is doing. Same thing. Jesus protected his disciples. There's the five on the bench that you don't know about. He was, and they were paranoid about that, you know, the 12. But see, he because of the Holy Spirit, we don't have to do the group hug. Holy Spirit will speak. God's love, and which is love. Jesus said, I give you a commandment, love one another. But it's the Lord's love. It's not this sensuous, what can I get out of this relationship love. It's agape, yeah. You know, they define it. They're redefining the word.
Right.
So... And that's what seminary does. It just redefines everything, you know, so.
Not even what they told me. Just didn't listen to anybody at all.
I would say athletes get through college. They're the only ones saying because they miss most of the classes.
Yeah, exactly. That's the way I was.
And they like to win, you know. What is it? What is this? There's no winner. What is this win-win stuff? There's a loser, and I won.
Tonight's message and gave it to a few people or put it up on the web for easy access.
Yeah, link to our web too on it.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'd be good.
Put a blog post up and link the file.
Mm-hmm.
I need out of my church too. We have a very homeschooling church. So there'll be some interest there.
Good.
People come, but it's like pulling teeth and trying to get people to adjust their schedules and drive 50 miles.
Yeah, well, and the subject, even my son says, well, how do I explain what you're going to talk about?
It's exactly.
I don't know. I've been struggling with that for 15 years, you know, and because there's so many, it applies to a whole, it's our culture.
Yeah,
so.
And what you say about the prophets having desire to see these days. It's never been like this. I heard recently. This preacher got up and somebody said, well, how do you know these are the last days? He said, I'll show you two reasons. He pulled out a euro and he pulled out a shekel from his pocket.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and he said, well, it's the currency of Rome and this is the currency of Israel. That was his little humorous way of saying that's how I know it's the last days. We've got Rome, we've got Israel.
Yeah.
It's kind of
Yeah, and the battle that Israel's over language, because they're the only culture on the face of the earth that's been given property language. This is my land and not your land. So they have to get all the nations getting rid of their knots. This is mine, not yours. All the Euro, everything, it's coming together. Israel can't do it. Because it's the only culture that God gave property rights to. They're the only culture that can say, this is my land and not your land. And they can't give it up. So he is going to put a hook in their jowls. He's speaking. He's going to drag them. They don't even know it. They think they're going to go there for peace and God's going to judge them.
Right. That's the sign.
Yeah.
That's why it's...
That's the language. That's why
it's a lure.
That's why I say the language. If you look at the language, see, the language of the garden is the world system. And God put it in a culture, his language. And... You know, they've been rebellious, but it's not that a...
Right, but according
but
to elect,
there will be a remnant be saved.
Right, because he's elected them to that grace. Mm-hmm. That's his prerogative.
Well, and it's not an act of salvation per se, but it is a judgment of nations, because
right.
he's going to judge the nations through that. So, yep.
The nations are going to gather together against Israel, against God's will.
Conspire. The kings will conspire. And that's what consensus is. Consensus. If your politicians meet and come to a consensus, they have conspired against your conscience.
And against the Constitution.
Well, the Constitution was built on the right for you to have a conscience.
Right.
And they're negating that because they can't have globalism with a conscience. They can't get rid of the father figure, or in the brain. In other words, father in the mind, without a seared conscience. So. That whole thing, that's the last article I did, is on this Freud. And it is so fundamental.
Not having borders because they don't want you to...
Borderless society.
They want you to not get out.
Right.
Everybody has to participate.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think
That's Hegel.
Right. And I think in some way that alludes to the mark of the beast.
Yeah, because you can't buy or sell...
So you have to participate. You'll have to take some type of a cup.
You can barter, so you better learn how to barter. But you're not going to be officially recognized. You're not going to be certified. You're not going to be able to...
You won't be able to interface with the system.
You will not... Well, you won't have the pleasures of the world, which is okay.
Right. You won't be able to have internet unless you...
So you better get used to no dopamine, or little.
No, yeah.
See, God, again, God's not against pleasure. It's a love of pleasure. Not against money, the love of money.
Right.
So, it's being wise in what you have that he's given you, and discerning and how to use it.
I was reading an article about what they were doing in Iraq. They have this new system where they're incredible. All of these sheets and humans and strongmen in the community.
Mm-hmm.
And they're creating a system where people are reporting suspicious figures. And they have a catch-and-release program where somebody gets reported, he's suspicious, they get him, they let him go, but they see it's good anyway because now the guy's in the system. And they
can follow
the pattern of his behavior.
Yep.
And they don't. Yeah. And the only people that are not allowed are those that are anonymous. Strangers need not apply.
Okay.
And that's how they're building the security.
Okay.
They're just creating this consensual system where they don't care what these guys' points of view are. They're just there...
Well, first you have to map. You have to map the territory.
Right.
So you're not going to... Your first objective, when they came into the town, they would come in to just collect data.
Mm-hmm.
And because you don't want confrontation, because then people will know you're in town. So you're just finding the taxonomy. You're classifying people. Who in the town's traditional,
uh-huh.
Who's transitional, who's transformational. Then you know what level of program to bring in.
Sure.
Because, for instance, like in education, there's the ERIC, which is a compilation of material. So as a teacher, say, I have a classroom mostly traditional, which is going to be hard to move, traditional-minded students. So ERIC, I'll let them know what level of students I have, and they'll send the right material.
Oh, man.
And so this is in the 60s. They'd already worked out this level of... of course, our tax dollars then went to that. See, we thought it was to pay for teachers. No, it was to pay for these very expensive programs. And so they're...
And the private partnerships that are...
Okay, private is a not, public is odd. And you go into partnership, you just lost your private.
Right.
That's a Soviet. The whole, in fact, a Soviet is a public-private partnership in facilitated meeting. That's a Soviet. So,
right.
I mean,
it's collective.
And it neutralizes. It neutralizes. It doesn't attack you. It doesn't kick you out of the village. It just neutralizes your voice in the village.
Right. Neutralizes individuality by putting the needs of the group above the needs of the individual.
Yeah. And if they can get you in a group think, then that's where you've lost.
Now,
what does God say?
If the praxis doesn't have a goal, there is no absolute, but the experience of the praxis, really what it's doing is it's serving to debauch the conscience.
Right.
So which at that point, they must follow the zeitgeist.
The impulse. Ring the bell. Ring the bell.
So then they're led by the prince of this world rather than
sensuous.
Right.
See, you savorest. See what Jesus say to Peter. Thou savorest, sensuous, the things of man.
Right.
See, and so Satan can't get the earth. The earth is the Lord's and fullness thereof, except through man. And so he's going to get the world through man. And then I see that the what God's going to do is, the devil's getting the world, right?
Mm-hmm.
And God goes, poof.
Yeah, the world.
No, he goes, poof, the elements will melt. Poof.
Right. Yeah.
It's like, okay, poof.
You got it, it's yours, now it's gone. Now, it talks about the Antichrist in Thessalonians exalting himself above all that is called God or that is worshipped, so that he sits as God. So when you cast down all absolutes, by definition, you become the absolute because you're the one that cast them
but
down.
But see, the harlot in Revelation, the harlot is the felt needs. The harlot is a felt need to the temporal world, okay? The sensuous, okay? But the harlot gives power to the beast. And that's what's happening right now with the emerging church. But when John sees the harlot, he's amazed. I mean, the senses are going, wow! You know, and it's God who has to reveal to him what this is all about. Because the world is intoxicated with a harlot. You go to Walmart, all your needs are met, you know, and all that. But things are changing. Because once the beast gets in power, he kills the harlot. Because Irvin Laszlo, who set up the Rio Conference, all this environmental, everything on the environmental issue, the tax, everything, and we're got rid of Freon, you know, because the ozone. You know what was keeping the styrofoam on the space shuttle? Freon. So it killed our astronauts already because of a theory. And so all these regulations are coming in, controlling the environment, which control people.
Yeah, and that Freon thing, Kofi Annan said that was the most successful international treaty ever.
Yeah, but the styrofoam will never stay on. And the scientists were kicked out of the room because they kept coming in and said, well, wait, the facts are. And they're
like,
we're going to practice theory. Yeah, it's all the theory. We're going to practice theory, not facts.
Right.
But see, once Irvin Laszlo says he analyzed the sun, how much energy it put out, and you can get his books, and I mean, he's got the numbers, you know, they looked at the physics, how much waste the earth can handle, and they've come up with a formula for a healthy earth. And the population for a healthy earth is 500 million people. Hard print. That's their goal.
Nice theory.
That's their goal. Mm-hmm. But they're going to practice the theory.
Right.
And so, non-lethal weapons, which means a weak immune system. So we don't have to kill people directly. We just give them medication and food and everything else, genetic food that destroys the immune system.
And vaccines.
And all the time getting their money and telling them that we care about them.
The engineered plague.
Well, you know, it's... But so I read the data stuff. I don't... People say, have you read this guy's book? And that, I don't read what people are writing here. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't even read my book if I read their stuff, you know.
Right.
Because if you read their stuff, then the Lord gives you understanding. Because I always go to the scriptures, check it all out. Well, and the world's going to love him. And the church is going to love him. The apostate church.
They keep talking about a rapture that's going to come and take the church before the Antichrist appears because the church can't be here. I'm like, the church isn't going
to
be here.
Well, did you listen to James Lloyd?
No.
Okay, he's on the internet, ChristianMediaNetwork.com.
Okay.
And if you go to my link and you go to radio, you can link to his show. But I'm on every Friday.
Okay.
He's out of Oregon. But he deals with this, what you're talking about.
Rapture and apostasy?
Yeah. 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 The church is going to go through. I mean, when these things come to pass then.
I believe that.
Yeah. And he gets attacked. People say, well, you're against the rapture. Well, no, but you got the wrong schedule.
Pre-trib, mid-trib, post-trib.
Yeah, you're setting up yourself.
How many comings of Christ? How many resurrections are there?
Yeah.
So,
but he is coming, but not, you see, he's coming on his terms and not ours. And he's revealed it. But see, this whole pre-trib rapture is only about 180 years old.
Right. I've noticed that's when it came about. They talk about the church fathers talking about it,
but it's silenced the church.
Darby is.
Schofield.
But it silenced the church, see. The church said, okay, we don't have to be martyred. And the testimony of the church is the blood of the Lamb, the word of our testimony, and we love not our life to the death. That's how we overcome the enemy. And the church is, oh, we don't have to suffer. Wow, God promised me a big house. Man, give me a house, God.
See, I already know I'm going to suffer. I've already seen it.
Well, I mean, that's the book. The word of God is, Jesus said, it's a command, you will suffer. And the suffering isn't, you know, the worst is not the physical. It's the rejection. Jesus despised the shame of the cross. Mm-hmm. That means shaming is a people thing. The Soviet system, this whole system shamed.
That's what political correctness is designed to do.
Yeah.
It's not to change your mind, it's to shame you.
Shame you. And then you give up the truth. You give up your conscience. By the way, you're talking about conscience. If I get your conscience, I've got everything. Madison even said that. It's not life, liberty, and property. It's life, liberty, and they made it pursue happiness. It's life, liberty, conscience.
Huh. Yeah.
And if they get your conscience, they got your children, they got your family, they got your property, they got your job, they got your soul.
The Satan does.
But when you dialogue with apostasy,
you lose.
You lose. Yeah.
Yeah.
There's no. In fact, what was I going to say?
Well, good and evil dialogue. Good loses.
Truth.
And wins.
The truth in dialogue is apostasy. That's it. You don't dialogue truth. You preach and
proclaim
teach
it.
You proclaim it.
Yeah.
You don't dialogue. So when the church went to dialogue, see, Eve went to dialogue, became apostate.
Yeah.
Now, Adam, again, he just...
He went for Eve.
He just went for Eve.
Yep. Nice meeting you, Gene.
All right. Lord bless.